Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Now, while we might be seeing less sun over the next couple of days, the HSE is warning people to still remain sun smart. For more on this, we're joined by Professor Anne-Marie Tobin, the HSE's clinical lead for dermatology and a consultant dermatologist at Tallaght University. And you're welcome, Anne-Marie, to the programme this evening. A lot of people will be looking at the clouds that have come over the country today, really, as much as anything, and thinking, well, that's the end of the sun cream.
So, good evening, Sarah. No, it's definitely not the end of the sun cream. So it's a common mistake that people make, but I think, you know, in general, people are becoming aware that they can burn on a cloudy day. So between April and September in Ireland, there's sufficient UV radiation at ground level, even on a cloudy day, to cause sunburn. So we're encouraging people to use sun protection measures like covering up with clothing and then using sunblock on your face in the exposed areas from the 1st of April to the end of September, every day, even on a cloudy day.
What about if it's raining?
Doesn't matter.
Really? Okay. Okay, no. So the message is the same. The UV damage is possible. Do we have any idea at this stage how many people are being treated for skin cancer in Ireland?
So every year in Ireland, there's over 14,000 people diagnosed with a skin cancer. So that's more than all other cancers combined. Out of those, there's 1,200 that are the most serious type of cancers, which are melanoma, skin cancer. And that's now the fourth most common cancer in both men and women. And then the next category of most serious cancer is squamous cell carcinoma. And again, there's about 1,400 of those. And about 20% of patients with melanoma or squamous cell carcinoma can go on to develop a cancer that spreads into their lymph nodes. Okay. And then the bulk of the other cancers are very non-lethal cancers. They're known as basal cell carcinomas.
Okay. So it's not to be messed around with. Just very, very quickly, Anne-Marie, children is something we particularly need to watch out for in terms of making sure they're covered or protected.
Absolutely, because one of the things we know that is a risk factor for developing melanoma is an episode of blistering sunburn in childhood. In fairness, I think people are very good about their children. They need to be good about themselves as well.
Okay, well, that's a very important message, and thank you for joining us to remind us of the importance of keeping protected when it comes to the sun. That's Professor Anne-Marie Tobin, HSE's clinical lead for dermatology. We'll take a break.